Cape Town wakes up. Cape Town wakes up to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
To the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
On Smile FM.
I'm excited, ladies and gents. It hits our screens on the 2nd of May. It is the second season of Unseen.
Oh, yes, please.
Can't be Unseen. Gail Marbolani, good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Cinzy is good. Cinzy is good. Listen, what we can see in the trailer, by the way, Gail, she's back and fiercer than ever. And what was it like stepping back into the role and the character? Because, I mean, obviously there was a little bit of break between season one and season two.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of talk about season one. What's going to happen season two? Is it going to be a season two? Of course it's going to be a season two. But what was it like stepping back into the role again?
It was hard. It was hard because season one, obviously we set the bar very high.
Yes.
Season one also took me to a very deep, dark, emotional place because I really poured myself into that character.
Yes.
So I had to actually navigate and find different ways of bringing the character to life without putting my life at risk.
Absolutely.
You know?
And everybody else around you.
Yes, and everyone else around me, because it took me a good 12 months just to shake the character off.
Well, that's what I was going to say. You leave shooting season one.
Yes.
And you want to leave that character there.
Yes.
Right, and you want to move on. You're like, oh, I'm not really like that, obviously.
No.
And this is what
it was. Trust.
Correct. And then you go, and then you get told, okay, listen, oh, by the way, Gail, you're coming back, and we're doing, and you're going like, ooh, here we go. Again, you've almost got to literally cut yourself off to become this character.
Yeah, and the thing is, the body remembers. That's the thing.
Sure.
Like, and the body can't tell the difference between what's real and what's not. So,
sure.
Stepping into character was hard because I needed to find new ways of accessing those dark places.
Yes.
But it wasn't that difficult because the body remembers. So
absolutely.
I had to just, you know, step. Once you put on the shoes. And you put on the green jacket, this season I don't have a bag, sadly. Oh, no, it's got its own character. But at least I, you know, you just step back in and you interact with the other cast members and you just back into it.
Yeah. And then you realize that they want more from this character in terms of intrigue, more almost mystery, more and maybe slightly even darker than we've come to expect. So then you go and you take your character on this journey that you've got to prepare yourself for, and then again, you put the season in the bag, and then you go, I've got to shake this off. And then they go, no, you've got to go on a little tour to promote the second season.
Oh my gosh.
It in the back of your mind.
Yeah. You always carry, look, I mean, that's what's great about playing characters, you know, they become a part of you. It's like these little people you carry in your bag or in your pocket that you can pull out. So careful, everybody out there. I do have a little Zenzi in me.
I think everybody has a little bit.
Yes.
I think that's what makes the character so appealing to the masses of people that watch the show, is that Zenzi, there's a part of like Zenzi that's in everybody, you know. And if we've been through what she'd been through, we kind of, who knows what we would have to.
We're capable of.
And
what
we're capable of.
Yeah.
This season also, there's some incredible new cast members.
Yes.
Some of them are like, wow, to work
with.
What was it like working with some of those powerhouses for season two?
I mean, you know, it's always incredible because no work of art is created in isolation, you know? I think I'm here representing not just myself, but the entire cast, the crew, everybody that worked on this show. So when people come and they bring 110% of themselves to the party, you have no choice but to also up your game.
Yes.
So they challenged me. Danica was incredible to work with, you know. Some of the cast members I didn't get to work with because they're not really in my storyline. But just having them on the show is an incredible addition to the family. And everybody's just there trying to tell an incredible story.
Yeah. Mm. Obviously, we know that an incredible character, Zenzi, is back. And you know, something about the show that's quite quite actually unique in a way is that it explores deep systemic issues, corruption, inequality, justice. And I think that if anything from season two, looking back, what do you think people will take away from the character Zenzi that you play?
You know, I think what I appreciate about season two is you see a group of women really rising up and owning their power. You know, Zenzi, for the most part, is an unseen woman. You know, she represents so many women within our country and beyond.
Yeah.
But you see her stepping into her power and going, actually, I am a product of the circumstances around me. Wow. That I'm here, but this is what's happened around me, and I have to react to those circumstances. I didn't ask for them, but they're here.
Yeah.
And responding, you see her responding to them with intention. Mm. And so you see her just coming into her own power and her own strength, whatever that looks like, whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
But she's owning up to it and going, this is my reality and this is how I choose to respond to it. Sure. And I'm really excited about just seeing a lot of women in season two taking that, having the courage, you know, to step into those roles unapologetically.
Nobody else is showcasing that. Nobody else is showcasing, and by nobody else, I mean those kind of stories aren't really being told in a time when I guess we need to hear it, and women need to hear it the most.
Absolutely.
And so right now, it's time, and it's time to take away that from it. So in a way, it's so cool that you get to portray a character, right, that is so powerful, that is so separated from who you are.
Yeah.
How tough is that, by the way? Oh, let's go back to season one, because when season one was on, how were people embracing you when you were out and about in the public? And, you know, people embrace Zenzi. They don't embrace Gail.
No, yeah.
They embrace the character when they see you.
Yeah.
Like, you go, girl! You know, there's like that sense of connection that now is even going to be even more so from the 2nd of May onwards.
Yeah, and I think that's what's so great about portraying characters and bringing characters to life is to always remember that you're representing someone.
Yes.
That it's not just a role, you know, that you get to, you know, role play.
Mm. Sure.
But there's somebody out there watching and going, that's me.
Yeah.
May not be completely, but this circumstance or this situation is a representation of who I am. And so the reception has been incredible. I mean, people... maybe a little bit scared of me.
I was scared when you walked in. When you walked in the door, I was very scared of you.
When you rock up at parties and people are like, oh no. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah. My kids don't go, I'm going to tell my dad. They go, I'm going to tell my mom. Yeah, I'm going to tell my mom.
There we go.
You rock up at school meetings. It's like, oh. Listen, Cape Town also, and this is something that's quite prominent. It features like really hauntingly, we know it's Cape Town.
Mm.
And so it's liquor because we feel pride. We live in the city and we love the city.
Yeah.
What does filming in those gritty locations add to the storytelling? Because there's so many of them.
Oh my gosh, it adds everything. Mm. Everything. That's why I'm saying, you know, it's not just me creating. Mm. There's so many, like the art department, the location scouts, the crew, every little bit of and the first season, actually, what was really helpful, we shot in the middle of winter. We shot like on the coldest days. When there was rain, there was really rain. Yeah. It was freezing. I was wearing layers upon layers of clothes. And I think that adds, you know, just to the energy, to the grit, to the atmosphere. And then you're shooting in some of these areas that are, you know, where you literally need to have
protection.
Yeah, sure. And it's been incredible just to also immerse myself into those worlds, into Zenzi's world. It takes you out of your comfort zone and literally throws you into where this character lives. And you're able to not imagine it, but you're actually living in the middle of it.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Folks, I am so... Listen, I know everybody's going, come on, give us something. We can't give away. But needless to say, season two is going to have everything that we've come to expect from Unseen and more. Twists, little bits of surprises that are going to come up in season two that we're going to go like, what?
Mm-hmm. On the edge of your
seat. Am I right? Edge of the
100%,
seat
100%. It's only getting better. The only thing I'm nervous about, which I'm also excited about, is I don't know how people are going to feel about Zenzi at the end of season two.
No, man.
I mean, I feel like they're going to just like, wow, you know? I think she takes viewers on an incredible, alongside all the other cast members, we're taking viewers on an incredible journey. And I think season two really just goes into why the Zenzi character is the way she is. We see her, she's like this. Now we go, okay, but what makes her tick? Why is she like this? And we get to see a little bit of that. Guys, which is a window into her soul.
Goosebumps.
Mm-hmm.
I've got I'm already like tingling about this new season. Gail, everything of the best. We know this is going to be, like you mentioned, that the ensemble of every single person that played a role in not only in season one, but they're back for season two, and there's new faces, and they are the best of the best. They've given us something worth an appointment, making an appointment for to watch, and that has been season one. And now to be released on the 2nd of May, season 2. Ooh. Ladies and gents, exclusive to Netflix, the incredibly talented cast of Unseen. A huge thanks for what you're doing for us as viewers, taking us on this journey. And Gail, for you and your character Zenzi, and like I said, I'm so excited about season 2 and your career outside of it. Yeah. We've just been speaking about Unseen, never mind all the other projects that you're busy and involved with. I know this has been the focus for now, but I can't wait to have you back to chat about other projects that you're busy with. So
thank you so much.
Thank you for being the incredible force that you are on the screens for us, and we love your work.
Thank you so much for having me. Mm-hmm. It's been an honor to be here. Thanks.
Unseen Season 2, Netflix, the 2nd of May. Gail Marbolani, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah. In
the morning, the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
6 to 9.
6 to 9.
On Smile 90.4 FM.